Thank you very much. Adrian's from the blog.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley in Washington State. A court decision today on the disputed election. The state Supreme Court rejected a Democratic request to include more ballots in a hand recount. The challengers were asking for absentee and provisional ballots to be included, but the court said only votes that were previously tabulated will be included in that recount. George W. Bush may have won the state of Ohio officially yesterday, pending a recount and court challenges. The state's delegates to the Electoral College cast their votes yesterday, with Ohio's 20 electors endorsing Bush. The vote came hours after dissenters asked Ohio's Supreme Court to review the November election, disputing the 119,000 vote margin in favor of Bush. There were many glitches on Election Day in Ohio. Challengers charge there were fewer voting machines in precincts that tend to vote Democrat. Campaign workers directed people to the wrong polling places, and a lot of confusion over provisional ballots. If the court decides to hear the challenge, it could throw out the results and declare a new winner. The challengers are paying for the recounts in each of Ohio's 88 counties being done this week. The recount's not expected to be completed until next week. U.S. troop strength in Iraq will remain at higher levels through Iraq's elections in January and a little bit after that, according to the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. General Richard Myers telling reporters in Iraq the U.S. will not reverse troop increases until events allow reductions. Iraq's general election scheduled January 30th. Earlier this month, the military said it was extending the tours of duty for more than 10,000 soldiers and Marines expecting to go home next month. Since then, many have wondered when the troop levels would again drop. Myers says that will be determined by events on the ground. Myers also says residents of Fallujah will soon be heading back home. About 250,000 Iraqis were displaced by the U.S.-led offensive in Fallujah, and they could start returning, Myers says, in the next few days. Myers says the military is still dealing with remnants of fighters in Fallujah. Some militants are trying to sneak back into Fallujah, he says, mingling with the regular citizens. George W. Bush awarded the nation's highest civilian honor today to three men central to his policy in Iraq. At a White House news conference ceremony, Bush presented the Medal of Freedom to former CIA Chief George Tenet, former Iraq Administrator Paul Bremer, and retired General Tommy Franks. In Afghanistan, two suspected Taliban commanders have been arrested. One of the two suspects said to be a former security chief of Taliban leader Mullah Omar. Omar himself still remains at large. The official says the two commanders were involved in what he called terrorist activity, and he adds important documents were seized from the two, giving the names of other rebel commanders in that province. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Hi friends, this is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're wondering how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's in over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now, 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Unfiltered.
When Scott Peterson fades from memory, will this trial and will his sentence have an effect on the way we think about capital punishment in the United States? We wanted to check in with Barry Scheck. He's the co-founder of the Innocence Project. Barry, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm really happy for that introduction, because this is the first Scott Peterson interview I'm doing, and only because your attitude is exactly my attitude towards this whole thing.
Unfiltered on Air America Radio.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thank you for tuning in. 7 past the hour. Oh, program note. Tomorrow night, former Illinois senatorial candidate and talk show host Nancy Skinner will be filling in for me. I'll be at Carpe Diem in Atlanta giving a speech to the Atlanta Democrats. If you live in the Atlanta area and want to come by, more information available at MikeMalloy.com. I have no idea what we're going to talk about. I really don't. But Kathy and I and the kid are going to go, and we'll have fun. We'll have a good time, right? What?
But
say it again.
You always tell me you never know what you're going to talk
no,
about.
No, I don't. I can't. I used to try when I would get invited to speak someplace. You know, I'd fill out all the notes, little 3x5 cards. I'd try to come up with witty little sayings. You know, some people are real good at that, but I have to write everything down. And then I would get all flustered. So, you know, looking at the cards, and I hate that. When I'm listening to somebody talk, I just want to hear what they got to say. I don't want to see them reading stuff, right? So I just decided to hell with it, you know. And it's worked out so far. It's worked out. You just go and start talking. See what happens, you know. Like we do on this program every night. What the hell is the difference, right? There's no difference. Huh? What, research? Practice? Writing? What is this I heard? What did I hear the other day? That Al Franken has like 8 people working on his show? What is, what, really? Writers, producers, researchers, call screeners? Huh?
Yeah, well, he's in the middle of the day. There's important breaking news going on all the time. We have it easy.
Oh.
We come in here at the end of the news day. Everything's happened. We just put a little bow on it and put it to bed.
Did you see this story? A 10-year-old kid, fourth grader, in Philly, at home elementary school, in the far northeast suburbs, was pulled out of class, handcuffed, taken to the local police station in the back of a police wagon this week. What do you suppose this kid did? Huh? He's 10 years old, handcuffed, taken to the police station, charged with violating. You know what she had in her book bag? A pair of scissors. Do you remember when you were a kid, truth seeker, and you would get ready for the school year? What did your mom take you to the notion store to buy?
The what store?
It was called a notion store. It was before Target. It was before this putrid, filthy Walmart. You know, there used to be store. Oh, never mind. Oh, God. Anyway, you would go and you'd get a pencil box, a sliding pencil, but had pencils in it, obviously. That's where the name came from. But the top would slide off and you had a ruler. And you would get a compass. No, not the one that points north, south, east, west. The one you drew circles with, right? And you'd get a protractor. That was a half circle. Never mind. And you would get a pair of scissors.
Did you get stone tablets and a little chisel?
And you would get a pair of scissors. And if you were in elementary school, you also got a box of Crayola crayons. And, you know, we were so poor, I always used to get the box with 16. Kathy keeps giving me the finger and turning on her microphone, but it's the index finger. What?
I was just going to ask if you ever could remember the color of Washington's horse.
So I got the box of Crayola crayons that had 16 colors in it. And invariably, I get to school the first day of school, and the kid sitting next to me had 64 colors, you know. And then there was always some little blonde girl in the back of the room that had 128, you know. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Anyway, this 10-year-old fourth grader, 8-inch scissors. Now, what's 8-inch? Let's see. That's about 8 inches. She had a pair of scissors in her book bag. So the kid is crying. She's crying her heart out. What the hell is going on? Now, school officials acknowledged the girl was not using the scissors as a weapon, not threatening anyone, nothing. The scissors were in her book bag. But guess what? Guess what? During a search of students' belongings, the scissors were discovered. Isn't that nice? The scissors qualified as a possible weapon under state law. So the kid will be suspended for 5 days. And then the school district will decide whether or not to expel her to a disciplinary school or allow her to return. Meanwhile, the city police decided not to charge her with a crime because they determined that she had no intent to use the scissors as a weapon. Oh, my God. And a police spokesman defended handcuffing this child because,
well, all suspects, regardless of age or crime, are handcuffed, he said. The officers acted in good faith.
So if you have a five supermarket and puts a Reese's peanut butter cup in his pocket and gets busted, they're going to put him in handcuffs? This is the matter! Unbelievable. In Columbus, Ohio, as you know, yesterday the Ohio delegation to the Electoral College cast its votes for the current most visible member of the Bush crime syndicate. This just hours after dissident groups asked the Supreme Court there, the state Supreme Court, to review the outcome of the state's presidential balloting first. And the state Supreme Court said, get bent. Forget it. That's it. The Republican electors, who was at the Republican electors voter session, a voting session in the state Senate chamber, said, "The vast majority of people understand this election is over." Well, you know what? He may be right. He may be right. What is this? What the hell happened on Randy Rhodes' program today? What happened? I went to Democratic Underground to read the thread to try to figure out what happened. Apparently, Bev Harris called in. Nobody was able to get in touch with her, blackboxvoting.org, and Randy took her to task and asked some questions that need to be answered, and they weren't. And, I don't know. I don't know. But things are starting to get a little loopy and weird. Bart Kopp told me over the weekend we talked. Was it over the weekend, Kathy? Yeah, a couple days ago, we had a chat, Bart Kopp and I, and he's blackboxvoting.org, and he said, I don't know what the hell he was talking about either. He said, I had a falling out with Bev Harris over a year ago. Bart Kopp had criticism for long ago because she was with proof, and it's been my experience that my good friend Bart Kopp over at bartkopp.com has a very acutely, finely tuned BS sensor that goes off real quick. And now Keith Olbermann has jumped in her case on his blog, right? I don't know. I don't know what's going on. I just absolutely don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. What did we do today? Oh, that's right. We took the Christmas presents down to the UPS store and mailed them, right? And stood in line for like an hour and a half. And stuff like that. So I didn't hear Randy's program today. Maybe somebody can fill us in. I don't know. But in Ohio, Supreme Court says, nah, we don't care. In Florida, this story, it's at Wired.com. It's all over the place, all over the Internet. Allegations made by a Florida programmer that 4 years ago, Representative Tom Feeney, who is now Republican congressman from Florida, asked his Curtis's then employer to write software to alter votes on electronic voting machines in Florida to control the vote. That story is just burbling all over the place, but nobody, I don't know. I don't know, folks. Maybe it is time to just say, okay, let's stop spending energy on this election that occurred on November 2nd, and let's learn how to fire guns. I mean, I don't know. What do you think? Maybe it's time to adopt, I'm just kidding there, adopt a different tactic. What do you think? Let's talk about it tonight. 866-303-2270. I'm Mike Malloy.
Now for a Mother Jones pop quiz. Are these statements true or false? George W. Bush has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. 60% of U.S. companies pay no income tax. The Pentagon has lost some nukes. 42 million tons more pollutants can be released under Bush's Clean Skies plan. Ready for the answers? All true. Learn this and more when you subscribe to Mother Jones at ReadMojo.com. You can sign up for just $10 a year. So subscribe now at ReadMojo.com.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone. We guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Wanted.
Video game music composer. Sound designer. Music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film. Dialogue editor. Music recordist. ADR. Foley. Surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers. Pro Tools. Logic Audio. Final Cut Pro. Ableton Live. Traktor DJ Studio. Puramind. Advanced digital audio training. An Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dreams. Puramind.com. That's Puramind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
I want to straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
And now, the man conservatives love to hate, it's Mike Malloy.
Michael Levitt, that's Bush's choice to be Secretary of Health and Human Services, a guy that's stepping away from the Environmental Protection Agency. He heads the EPA now, destroying everything he can get his filthy hands on where it concerns the EPA. I know somebody says he's a moderate Republican. No, he's not. He's a Bush loyalist, and he will do what Bush tells him to do. He will do for Bush what Monica did for Bill. That's what these people do. So now Michael Levitt, Secretary of Health and Human Services, and Associated Press is reporting that he will probably have to cut billions of dollars from the government's mammoth health programs for the elderly, the poor, and the disabled. Notice they don't say anything about the... Never mind. The elderly, the poor, and the disabled. So if you are one or two or all three of those, bye-bye. Nice knowing you, especially if you have been on Medicare or Medicaid and you need your medicine. Bye-bye. Nice knowing you. You're on Medicaid, you say? Bye-bye. Nice knowing you. This is how it works. This is what social Darwinism is all about. Now, if you happen to be on Medicare or Medicaid and you voted for Bush, bye-bye. Huh? Nice knowing you. If you are on Medicare or Medicaid and did not vote for Bush, I don't know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to fight? Who are you going to fight? See, they don't pay any attention anymore to the elderly, the poor, or the disabled. Why not? Well, neither did Hitler. The only time Hitler paid attention to them was to round them up and send them to death camps. It's social Darwinism. It's eugenics. It's cleaning out the gene pool. It's saving money. What are they saving money for? What's the point? It's destroying social programs. There, I've listed about six or seven. Take your pick. I don't know. Is it eugenics? Is it cleaning the gene pool? Is it saving money? Is it mean-spiritedness? Is it America 2004? I have no idea. I have no idea. I have no idea. Before becoming the governor of Utah, which he was for 11 years, before joining this corrupt administration in 2003, Leavitt, or Leavitt, was chief operating officer of the Leavitt Group, a family insurance firm in which he maintains an investment worth between $5 and $25 million. The company owns 100 independent insurance agencies that sell supplemental Medicare policies, among other insurance products. Ah, really? Well, isn't that nice? Huh? He's now going to be the head of Health and Human Services, and he has a company that sells supplemental Medicare policies. Well, let me see. If Medicare goes down, that means if you have money, you're going to have to increase your supplemental insurance to take up the slack, right? Where will you go to get the supplemental insurance? Well, there's 100 companies out there. Did you know how many? Did you know the names of the ones owned by or with the financial interest by Michael Leavitt? No, neither do I. Jesus. Now, there's no such thing in the Bush crime family as conflict of interest. In the Bush crime syndicate, it is screw them, get what you can get, steal, stuff your mouth, stuff things in your overcoat, stuff things in every body orifice into which you can cram and stuff things, take it, get it all. The poor, the disabled, the elderly, screw them. If they had any sense, they wouldn't be poor or disabled or elderly. Right? Yeah, you figure it out. Now, not only that, but the Republican plan to privatize Social Security? Did you see this in the New York Times? Oh, God. Nearly every leading Republican proposal in Washington acknowledges that private accounts, these investment accounts, by themselves do very little to solve the system, the Social Security system's projected shortfall of almost $4 trillion that's coming after 2051. So what do they want to do? Deep cuts in benefits to future retirees. Now, that doesn't mean anything, does it? You're thinking to yourself, well, let's see, I'm 30. By 2051, I'll be, oh my God, I'll be 75 years old or 80 or something. I don't know. I don't have my calculator with me. No, Bubala, it doesn't have anything to do with year 2051. It has to do with 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 years from now. Cutting benefits. Cutting. You see, now who gets social, who relies on Social Security? Oh, the elderly, the poor, and the disabled? Hey, you get to move to the front of the class. But didn't you just say that the elderly, the poor, and the disabled are going to take it in the chops because of Medicare and Medicaid? You're very observant tonight, aren't you? But now you're saying Social Security too? Right. Well, then, I guess I should go die. There you go. Bye-bye.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up. It sucks pretty bad right now. Hey, if you know the words, sing along. You're gonna have to mow the lawn, do the dishes, make your bed. You're gonna have to go to school until you're 17. It's gonna seem about three times as long as then. You're
might have to go to war, shoot a gun, kill a nun. You might have to go to war when you get out of school.
Hey, cheer up, kids, it gets a lot worse.
You're gonna have to deal with stress, deal with stress, deal with stress. You're gonna be a giant mess when you get back from the war.
Santa Claus does not exist and there's no Easter Bunny. You'll find out when you grow up that Big Bird isn't funny.
Life's gonna suck when you grow up, when you grow up, when you grow up. Life's gonna suck when you grow up, it sucks pretty bad right now. You're gonna end up smoking crack on your back, face the back.
If you're looking to save big this year on a high-quality steel structure from Allied Steel, call 877-99-STEEL. You still have time to add that much-needed workshop, retail, or church space before winter arrives. And our most popular sizes are priced for quick delivery. Get a 40x60 structure for under $18,000 or a 50x100 for under $32,000. Whatever size you need, Allied Steel will answer all of your questions and explain why our structures are the best and most affordable option. Call Allied Steel at 877-99-STEEL.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868. That's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really had to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
Feeling left out by right-wing talk radio? You found a home with Mike Malloy.
It's 26 before the hour. One last thing here, and then we're going to go to the phones, all right? The U.S. Army, that's our guys, acknowledged that 8 people have been tortured and murdered in U.S. military custody in Afghanistan since we invaded and brought down the Taliban regime. Now, I used the term murder. That's a legal term, but that's what the report says. Have you heard of any of these cases, these investigations? No, you haven't? Okay, well, I haven't either. I guess they're reported someplace. Human Rights Watch wrote a letter to Rumsfeld, demanding some information, and Rumsfeld more or less told him to go pound sand in the nearest body opening that they could get their hands on. Rumsfeld doesn't, he doesn't have to, you know, he doesn't, come on. His boss, and his boss's lawyer thinks that Geneva Conventions and human rights and ideas like that are just inoperative, you know, trivial, outdated, don't make any sense. But all I want to say about it is this. Look, there's something you and I have to face, all right? We might as well just face it and move on. We have become the most violent, repressive force on the planet. Now, I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, Mike, what are you talking about? The Chinese work for 64 cents a minute, and they can't join unions, and they can't do this, and they can, well, they can join unions. And I know the unions are farcical, and blah, blah, blah. What about the people who live in Russia, and what about the people who live in, what about Darfur? What about the Sudan, Mike? Come on! No. That's not what I mean. What I mean is, for a country that touts itself as being this beacon, the searchlight of freedom and justice and liberty, the land of the free, home of the brave, send us your weak, your poor, your tired, your huddled masses yearning to be free, and all that other garbage, it's over. It's finished. This is where we live. We live in a country where the chief executive officer and his attorney conspire to deny people that we detain human rights. We torture and murder them. Do you understand me? Red Rom, we murder them. This is what we've become. Now, I guess the point here is just suck it up, move on, let's go. The detention centers in Cuba are being made permanent. In Guantanamo, the dog cages, they're building buildings. We are becoming a country that has an honest-to-God gulag, a series of extraterritorial prisons where the law does not exist. There is no law. This is where we will take. Now, when I say we, I mean, Booby, you and I. This is where you and I authorize our government to take people and try to get information out of them. If the information doesn't come, torture them. If the torturing doesn't work, kill them. Now, that's where we are. When I say it's your and my responsibility, I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding you. Not at all. This is the United States of America. And it's Christmas. Kathy, it's Christmas season. Oh, my goodness. Santa Claus and O'Reilly and Hannity are screaming that we have de-Christianized this country. What is with these people? Huh? God. What were they? Anyway, the point I was simply trying to make. Today, the U.S. Army acknowledged 8 deaths of people in military custody in Afghanistan. This is just Afghanistan, and that's all they're acknowledging. So multiply that by maybe 10. What we do now, do you understand, Truth Seeker, when we're involved in our attacks, excuse me, on other countries, and we sweep people up, whether people that have been swept up here or swept up in Afghanistan or swept up wherever, it doesn't make any difference. We're tired of outsourcing our torture to Syria or Jordan or wherever we outsource the torture. God on Honduras, wherever we send people to be tortured. It's no fun. So our guys now torture and murder people. That's all. Torture and murder. So if your son or daughter is thinking about joining the United States military, any branch of the military, please sit them down and talk to them about this and make sure that they clearly understand that they may become involved in a unit that whose responsibility is to torture and then kill people. Enemy combatants, people swept up, not other soldiers. No. Now, when your son or daughter, when they join the military, and eventually this is going to happen, just like the beheadings of the civilian workers and in Iraq, eventually U.S. soldiers will be captured by an enemy force. And those Geneva Conventions that we have relied upon for the past 50 years will no longer apply. And your son or your daughter, God forbid it should be your daughter, but your son will have his genitals ripped off and stuffed in his mouth. Your son will be wired up to electrodes and have 1,000 volts jar through him. Your son will have his fingers dislocated and his ankles broken. Your son will have his eyelids cut off so that he can never again close his eyes. Do you understand this? Do you understand the game we're playing here, thanks to the Bush Crime Syndicate? You do understand that? Okay, good. So, if your son decides, Mom, I want to be a United States Marine. That's what I want to do. You better sit down and talk to him, okay? Because it's a new world. It's a new world. All right? Okay, that's all I wanted to say. We're at 866-303-2270. Let's see if we can find some willing victims here. From New Jersey, Ira is calling. Ira, welcome to the program.
Oh, Mike, how are you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
Absolutely.
I heard you, before I get into what I had to convey to you and anybody that's listening, I heard you say the Supreme Court rendered a decision in Ohio, that is.
The Ohio Supreme Court, right.
What'd they say, I mean, in a nutshell?
No, they would not suspend or delay.
Yeah.
The reporting of Ohio's Republican electors confirming the vote for Bush, even though there is still litigation and challenges and contests and votes to be counted and so on and so forth, the Supreme Court unanimously in Ohio said, nope, time to move on.
Because Arnebeck's group has filed a motion for like an injunction or a restraining order, but I guess that's not the same thing as you're referring to.
I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think what I'm referring to is the fact that the vote now has been certified in Ohio. Ohio's 22 electoral votes or whatever it is, 21-22, went for Bush.
And I heard today, talking about the recount, I've talked for about a week. I've followed on the Internet. As you know, it's not to be seen or heard about in regular media.
Right.
That... I picked up a few numbers, called a few people out there, and so I talked to someone a number of times who's working for the Green Party in the northeastern part of the state, and tells me relative to the rule of the hand count in each of the counties that a couple of them, it seemed to him or some of the people on the ground out there that he talks to, they report to him or communicate with each other, that this 3% hand count, the 3% is supposed to be picked at random, is being picked apparently to be selective so that the count that they do, then they run some votes through the machine, and they're supposed to get like the, there's supposed to be a match, you know, a match or a disparity between the hand count and the machine count, and they're doing this. The thrust of what he was telling me is that, my impression was that it's being rigged, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I'm not surprised, given...
Right. No surprise there at all.
Second, it doesn't surprise me, but, I, so, you know, I that's and all the counties haven't. This is some of the counties have started. Some of the counties wrapped it up in a couple hours. You know. So it doesn't bode well for a reversal of the.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I think it's time, perhaps. You know, I hate to be the. You know, the one guy at the dinner party who sits at the table and farts and burps, but it may be time to declare this November 2nd election a fait accompli. It's over. It's done. It's finished. That's it. And then figure out what sort of strategy normal people are going to develop in this country over the next 6 months, year, 2 years, 3 years, next 2 or 3 decades as we try to reestablish the rule of law in this country. There is no rule of law in the United States of America now. Yeah. It's gone. Yeah. Okay? And we are projecting around the world a kind of an anarchical point of view. There is no rule of law that we respect anywhere. We don't respect any international courts of justice, international treaties, nothing.
I know.
We are establishing literal gulags. Solzhenitsyn's book, The Gulag Archipelago, about the Soviet Union. Yeah. We have it now. It's begun. Become them.
He's trying to immune the country from the war crimes tribunals. I know.
Yeah. Hey, listen, got to move on. Thanks, Ira. I appreciate you checking in. Take care, all right? Have we got what? No, we don't have time. All right. When we come back, I want to play this one. Bush today awarded Presidential Medals of Freedom to the three biggest losers in the so-called War on Terror: George Tenet, Paul Bremer, and Tommy Franks. And by the way, what the hell is the Medal of Freedom? That's a civilian award. What's that going to Tommy Franks? Well, I know he's out of the military now. But he's not getting that for anything he's done as a civilian. These people are corrupt and filthy. They're just corrupt and filthy. At night, when they go to sleep, they go back into the septic tank. That's where they sleep. And then they come out in the morning and do things like this. Medals. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With abstinence programs, Congress tried to create a $170 million chastity belt. The result? Scare tactics and lies. This month's congressional report on abstinence programs found that 80% contain false information. Kids are taught that sweat spreads HIV, abortion leads to suicide, and masturbation causes pregnancy. This is what happens when Congress funds programs that ignore the facts. Their rules require programs to teach that sex outside marriage has, quote, harmful psychological and physical effects, unquote. But they don't require the information to be accurate in any way. Congress ignored studies showing that 90% of youth who take virginity pledges have sex anyway, and they're less likely to use protection. It looks like we've spent a whole lot of cash for nothing. Continuing to fund these programs is truly mental abstinence. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Planet Check. In 1 year, the average American throws away over 1,600 pounds of trash. But Michigan is getting wise about waste. Amanda Hathaway from WISE, Waste Information Series for Education, explains.
The best thing anyone can do to help prevent all this waste is to reduce, reuse, and recycle. Buy rechargeable batteries, bring a reusable water bottle from home, bring your coffee mug right into work. You need to look for products that are made out of recycled materials, because that's what drives the market. So when you're at the store, if you can look for products that say they're made out of recycled materials, that's one of the best ways that you can help recycling.
The alarming news is that over 100 landfills close every year.
So unless you want a landfill in your backyard, better start practicing the 3 R's and reducing, reusing, and recycling your waste.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is made possible thanks to Puramind, the Institute for Advanced Digital Audio Training. Puramind is a certified Apple and DigiDesign training location. Believe in your music. Puramind.com.
Do you want to get out of debt and get on with your life? Then let the agencies offering Care One Credit Counseling Services help you. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? Have you been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Well, learn how you can put an end to those calls and get out of debt and get on with your life. Call Care One Credit Counseling Services today. Here's the number. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. With just one phone call, find out how you can lower your monthly payment and pay off your debt in full quicker. Some of our customers save up to 57% on their payments every month. The credit counseling agencies that give you Care One service are nonprofit. They work with voluntary contributions. So call now for your free consultation and debt analysis. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
My computer was slowing down to a crawl. Programs were taking forever to open, and the internet became the worldwide wait. It was so slow. But then I found Velos, and in just minutes, my computer speed was right back to where it was, like the day I bought it. Turns out my computer had a virus and over 86 different speed-robbing spyware programs. But Velos got rid of the virus and kicked every single spyware program off my machine. And now Velos automatically keeps my machine virus and spyware-free. And that makes me worry-free. Want to be worry-free and get your computer speed back to where it was, like the day you bought it? Then get Velos. The call is free.
Just call 800-243-1483 and let Velos put the speed back in your machine. That's 800-243-1483. 800-243-1483. Call Velos right now. 800-243-1483.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 minutes before the hour. Okay, here he is today, Bunny Pants himself. I got to stop calling him Bunny Pants. This is not funny anymore. We're going to stop calling him Bunny Pants. This is George W. Bush. That's even funnier. The giggling killer, awarding Presidential Medals of Freedom to three of the biggest losers in the so-called war on terror: George Tenet, Paul Bremer, and Tommy Franks. And you know, you got to wonder what is this game? What is this game? Let's give them medals so we don't have to pardon them in 3 years. In bizarro world that we live in today, in this incipient totalitarian state that we all live in, Bush stood there complimenting Tenet, whom Bush has publicly blamed for giving him faulty intelligence about Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Right. Then, too stupid to be Undertaker, honors Bremer, who, As the proconsul in Iraq, the first thing he did was disband Iraq's army, and they didn't want to fight our people. They were, you know, it was a job, right? It's just like in this country: join the army, learn a trade. disbanded Iraq's army, then in a Washington Post article, criticized Bush for not sending enough troops to Iraq to finish the job, right? So there's Bremer. And then there's Tommy Franks. Tommy Franks, who in his glorious retirement, and oh, what is he, is he a lobbyist now, or is he on the board of some chemical company or weapons manufacturer? He'll do just fine. He'll be like Hannity. You know, he'll just make all the money that he can make. But Franks better not be making any plans to tour Europe during his retirement, because he might be arrested and face trial for war crimes in Iraq, right? What did Bush call Frank's Iraq invasion plan a catastrophic success? I wonder who put those words in Bush's mouth. So these three losers get the highest honor in the land. Oh, my God, my brain hurts. Oh, jeez.
The Presidential Medal of Freedom is our nation's highest civil award given to men and women of exceptional merit, integrity, and achievement.
Merrick? Okay.
Today, this honor goes to three men
quack, quack.
Who have played pivotal roles
quack, quack.
In great events.
In great events, don't forget that.
And whose efforts have made our country more secure
quack, quack.
And advanced the cause of human liberty.
Advanced the cause of human liberty, made our country more secure. Where are we? What is this? I keep seeing Winston Smith, right? Well, not Winston Smith, but what's his name? The actor... John Hurt. I keep saying John Hurt as Winston Smith in the movie. You've seen 1984, the last movie that Richard Burton made. And Richard Burton, of course, played the part of O'Brien. But I can see Winston Smith sitting there, you know, altering immediate history, altering what happened yesterday, what happened last week, what happened 6 months ago, controlling the past, going back 20 years, changing something so that today's news from the 1984 novel equivalent of Fox News Channel can go ahead and report their lies. And if you or I go do some research on the Internet, we thought, oh, my goodness, it is true. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. But that's all I can see. And I see Bush standing there, the little front man, you know, the little weasel. And I wonder, you know, where is Big Brother? Who is Big? Is it Richard Pearl? Who's Big Brother? Is it Wolfowitz? Is it one of these hollow-eyed, baggy-eyed, old neocons who is it Cheney, who you know that when they get up in the morning, their bodies just reek? There's a stench of death and decay about them, and they just crawl through the day, these tired, old, wrinkled white men who are nothing but killers and murderers and eaters of the dead. You know, God! Where's the vibrant, kind of forward-looking America? You know, I don't remember. I'm sorry. No, you're holding up five fingers. I do see five fingers. I want to see five fingers, but I see four. I see five. I see five fingers. I do see five. I love you. I love you, Big Brother. I love you. Ugh. Weird, man. Just so weird. U.S. Army acknowledges 8 killings. Of who? Of people in Afghanistan that were just sucked up in the vacuum sweeper. Come here, Muhammad. Here, slice, slice, cut, cut. Here, hold these in your mouth for a while. Oh, according to the Guardian of London, when Bush takes a tour of Europe, early next year, his re-election tour of Europe, he's not going to go to Britain. He's going to stay out of the UK. Now, why do you suppose that is? Huh? Why do you suppose he's going to stay out again? All right, your phone calls when we come back. Stick around. I've had my say. It's your turn. Coming back. Don, Joshua, Dave, Daniel, Catherine, and Ira Luft. Oh, my God. Stick around, everybody. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Over 41 million speeding tickets are issued every year, with the average fine over $120. Add court fees and the increase in your insurance, and your cost might triple. Why take the risk? Make your car invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar, laser, and even the new pop radar technology. With the Phantom. With 360-degree detection capability, the Phantom guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, if you get a ticket, the manufacturer will pay your fine. The Phantom is so effective that it's illegal in some states. So call now for details. Remember, the Phantom is 100% guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, get the Phantom today.
Call 800-790-0416. That's 800-790-0416. Call 800-790-0416.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, Utah, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Only six states ready for bioterror attacks. A report from the nonprofit group Trust for America's Health says states still are not in good shape for handling bioterror attacks. The report finds that only six states out of 50 are adequately prepared to distribute vaccines and antidotes in an emergency. Among them were four: North Carolina, Florida, Illinois, and Louisiana. The worst, Massachusetts and Alaska. The report says basic bioterror detection, diagnosis, and responsibility capabilities are not near the level it would take to protect citizens from an attack. The group's director says the nation needed to make bigger strides toward bioterror protection after 9/11, but just has not done that yet. A common problem is funding. States say their federal bioterror aid has been cut about $1 million each this year. Many had their public health budgets go down as well. No trials just yet for former Iraqi officials. A U.S. State Department spokesman says some former officials of Saddam Hussein's regime are expected to go before investigative judges next week, but that doesn't mark the start of their trials. Earlier today, Iraq's interim prime minister said trials would begin next week, but a lawyer for Saddam said Ian Alawi, quote, is dreaming if he thinks trials will start next week. Saddam's Jordan-based lawyer says Alawi can't make such a bold announcement before consulting with the man the lawyer describes as Alawi's, quote, boss, George W. Bush. A former Columbine High School student has been killed in Iraq. The Marine who lived through the Columbine High School shooting rampage, Lance Corporal Greg Rund, died in fighting over the weekend. This was his second tour of duty in Iraq. The 21-year-old was a freshman at Columbine in Colorado when two student gunmen killed 12 students, a teacher, and then themselves in April 1999. Rund's family said he had talked about joining the service throughout high school and enlisted shortly after graduation. Four people still hospitalized in Florida after getting unapproved toxin from a Florida wrinkle clinic. Federal documents show the four were injected with large doses of raw, high-potency botulinum toxin sent from a California lab, instead of the lower-strength Botox, federally approved treatment for wrinkle control and other uses. Some Christians are trying to halt what they see as the purging of public references to Christmas at this holiday time. A North Carolina pastor, the Reverend Patrick Wooden Sr., says we're not going to allow the country to continue this downward spiral. So he bought a full-page newspaper ad in Raleigh, urging Christians to shop only at stores that include Merry Christmas in their ads and displays. In Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, a civic group is petitioning to add Merry Christmas to the season's greetings sign on the main government building, and they're selling yard signs that read, "We believe in God, Merry Christmas." This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
This is Merlin Olson for the National Association for the Self-Employed. Have you ever wondered what other small business owners do for their benefits? It's not an easy task to find benefits. Tell you what I did. I joined the National Association for the Self-Employed. They're the nation's leading resource for microbusiness owners. The NASC offered me the perfect small business benefit package at an affordable price. I gained access to affordable health insurance and also a great package of discounts on other personal and business benefits. Things I can really use, like discounted dental services, unlimited tax advice, and emergency road service. If you're self-employed or you run a micro business, do what I did. Call the National Association for the Self-Employed.
Health insurance is underwritten by the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690. Not available in all states. Call 800-426-0690, 800-426-0690.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we got answers.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We'll preview Bush's policy summit on how to get Americans to pay investment brokers to gamble their Social Security money and his ongoing effort to handcuff American juries. Plus, why are black people so, you know, and why do Jews keep... Well, we'll talk with the author of I Can't Believe You Asked That, and we'll see if we can make Lawton Smalls cry on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. This is Air America Radio. My name is Mike Malloy. Thanks for joining us. Phone number is 866-303-2270. Spain's former Prime Minister, José María Aznar, wiped all computer records. Wiped them all off at his office. Anything referred to the Madrid train bombings last March. And the rest of his period of government. Now, his successor, the socialist José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, said yesterday, Zapatero told a parliamentary commission on the bombings he had no idea whether records were made of crisis meetings held at the prime minister's office after the attacks. Everything wiped out. Everything gone. This guy's like Bush. Another Spanish fascist. But the story that I can't seem to get out of my mind today is this report that we are torturing and killing people in Afghanistan? Well, why? We have our puppet government there. We almost have our puppet government in Iraq. Why are we torturing people in Afghanistan? I mean, it's not rhetorical. I'm serious. Why? What? You know, why are we bombing Fallujah over in Iraq? We're still bombing Fallujah. Why are we doing this? And the answer, I think, the quick answer is because we are a Christian nation, and as a Christian nation, we believe in blood and murder and killing. Piling the bodies high so Jesus will step out of the clouds and smile. We were behind, what was that, Kathy? What was it, a 4Runner, a Toyota 4Runner today? That huge SUV, another one of those things around the license plate, warning, in case of the rapture, this car will be unmanned. You know, you just want to bring out the twin M50s on the hood of your car and just open fire, don't you? I'm not the 50 calibers. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we don't have those on our little vehicle. but you know, you just want to go, oh, the rapture! Here, sucker! Here it comes! Hold on to your ass! You know? And just open fire, don't you? I'm just kidding. You know I'm just kidding. But every time I see one of those, I'm just kidding. That's really what I want to do. I'm just kidding. I really want to just, you know, a 50 cal. I'm just kidding. I'm only kidding. Just, you know, and you're behind one of those big-ass SUVs. You can't see over it, under it, around it. And I'm sitting there in my little PT Cruiser, this little toy car we have, you know, the little car that might, and we're sitting behind, and I've got the baby in there, and this thing is just spewing exhaust fumes, not ours, the big, and then it's got this, in case of the rapture, warning, in case of the rapture, this car will be unmanned, and we're all going to heaven and play with Jesus, everything's cool. Oh, man, how can you not just come to loathe these people? You know, I used to have a faint kind of echo of a belief in this religious nonsense. And now I look at all these Christians and all of them. What has happened? And if Jews did this or Muslims, I'd be on their ass too. But they keep telling me this is a Christian nation. Oh, my God. Oh, you ought to live here where we live. You ought to live, you people who don't live in Georgia, you ought to live here. Oh, I see those cars. I just, you know, in case of the rapture, I just want to help them. I want to help them rapture on out of here. You know, I really do. Please go to your reward. You know, let the Antichrist come so the rest of us can have illicit sex, booze, drugs, and gambling. You know, just leave. Please go. We went scissors. We want scissors too. Yeah, and we don't want our 10-year-olds being handcuffed and taken to jail because they have scissors in school. For Christ's sake, in school. Where are you supposed to have scissors if not in school? You're a fourth grader. Now, class, today we're going to cut things out. We're going to cut. I want you to cut around the dotted line here. So get out your ruler and cut. What? The ruler doesn't cut? Sure it will. You just have to press hard. Oh, man. Your ruler won't work? Then bite. Bite around in the circle. You can't have scissors. This is school. This is school in George Bush's America, you little terrorist bastards. You want scissors to do what? Overthrow my teaching position here? And then the teacher falls dead of a stroke, you know. Where do we live? We're establishing a gulag. We lock up 10-year-olds because they have scissors in school. And these Christians, I'm sorry, if you're a follower of Christ, please forgive me. I'm not talking about you. But the Christians, they get on, Hannity, a Christian? O'Reilly, a Christian? They get on their programs, radio and television, talk about how Christ is being dumped out of Christmas. Well, duh! He was never in it, you freak! First of all, started out as a pagan holiday. Secondly, it's become the Great American Merchandising Month. Has nothing to do with some baby in a manger somewhere. Wah, wah, wah. Has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the ability to see four fingers as five. That's what it has to do with. So Hannity and O'Reilly are out there, right? Christmas is being hijacked by the, what do they call them? I've got it right here. The secular progressives are attacking Christmas. The secular progressives. Oh, God. Kathy, is that what we are? Are we secular progressives? Oh, my God. They're going to get us, aren't they? I'm sorry. You know, if Hannity is such a Christian, what did I read in the paper? He just signed a 5-year contract for $25 million, $5 million a year. If he's a Christian, and O'Reilly does this, and I'm sure the pig man, Limbaugh, does it too, they tithe, don't they, 10%? Sure. That's before taxes. Let's see. 10% of $5 million. Gosh, that's $500,000 to your local church. Right, Sean? You twisted little freak. You know, tax records are public documents. Somebody in New York State, would you go, grab Hannity's tax records and let's see. Jesus, I still owe the government money. You know, I mean, I can't. The tithing? What, tithing? Giving 10% of your income to further this nonsense? Oh, well. It's, it's time to talk to Ira, who's calling in from Hollywood, Florida. And I have a full disclosure here. I have to say that Ira and I lived in the same house 1,000 years ago, and Ira went on to sensible things, and I got into talk radio. Hi, Ira.
Hi. Well, I don't know if I went on to sensible things or not, but I certainly went on.
Oi, oi, oi.
Hey, it seems strange you've had two Iras call in tonight, and there's only three of them on the East Coast.
So. I know, and I get two, yeah. So how are you? Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Likewise, good to speak to you after all this time.
Yeah, so we'll talk private sometime, but you have an idea for a smooth bipartisan election? What?
Well, basically, it seems that all the rest of anything is going to be secondary to cleaning up the voting process and getting the ballots counted properly.
Right.
As long as anybody can fudge them, what's the point? You know, you can run all the candidates you want. You could win by 20% and still lose. So it seems to me there's sort of a two-step thing that needs to happen. First step would be at the county supervisor of elections level, instead of having one county supervisor of elections, there need to be two. One
right.
Democrat, one Republican. So we have a little checks and balances thing happening here.
Okay.
Nothing gets done without both of them signing off on it. You can't order equipment. You can't deploy voting machines to precincts. The requests for mailing labels from different candidates get reviewed by both and sent out on time that way, and nobody kind of just... you know, hides one request and goes, oh, we forgot to send you your mailing list.
But isn't that a perfect formula for perfect gridlock? Think about that for a second. Ira, let me put you on hold. I'll come right back. I got a break here real quick. Quick break here. We'll come back to Ira and the rest of your phone calls right after the break. Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. With abstinence programs, Congress tried to create a $170 million chastity belt. The result? Scare tactics and lies. This month's congressional report on abstinence programs found that 80% contain false information. Kids are taught that sweat spreads HIV, abortion leads to suicide, and masturbation causes pregnancy. This is what happens when Congress funds programs that ignore the facts. Their rules require programs to teach that sex outside marriage has, quote, harmful psychological and physical effects, unquote. But they don't require the information to be accurate in any way. Congress ignored studies showing that 90% of youth who take virginity pledges have sex anyway, and they're less likely to use protection. It looks like we've spent a whole lot of cash for nothing. Continuing to fund these programs is truly mental abstinence. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Want to turn your car into a stealth fighter? Invisible to all types of speed detection equipment, including radar and laser? Well, now you can with Phaser. With a range of up to 3 miles, the Phaser guarantees that you will avoid all types of speed traps. In fact, the manufacturer will even pay your fine if you get a ticket. More than a mere radar detector. The Phaser works by bouncing a mixture of radar signals and invisible infrared pulses to confuse the computer inside the radar or laser gun. The Phaser is the ultimate way to avoid costly speeding tickets. In fact, it has been made illegal in some states, so call now for details. Remember, the Phaser is guaranteed or your speeding ticket is paid. So if you never want to worry about hearing this again, go stealth and get the Phaser today.
To order risk-free, call now 866-794-6495. That's 866-794-6495. Call 866-794-6495.
Not available in California, Minnesota, Nebraska, Virginia, Oklahoma, or Washington, D.C. Certain restrictions apply to guarantee. Call for details.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who have reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you, so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Twenty-two past the hour. We're talking with Ira, who's called in from Hollywood, Florida. His idea for smooth bipartisan election. The ink wasn't even dry on what you were saying, Ira, and I got an email from somebody who says, ask Ira what makes him think this would work when it doesn't work in the House or the Senate. The two-party system is crap, no matter where you try to install it. It's a myth. It's used to pacify us idiots. By the way, my tax attorney is named Ira.
Uh-oh, that's the third one then.
Yeah, well, she makes a good point. I was going to ask that.
No, you did ask that. That is a perfectly good point. And, yes, you're absolutely right. Just having one Democrat and one Republican supervising the elections in a county doesn't guarantee that one of them isn't going to try to foot drag and hold things up.
Or worse, but
if you have a set of standards in place of what these people are charged with doing as their job definition, let's say that you have when these people apply for this job or get appointed or run or whatever and get this position, let's say that they're told that by such and such a date before the election, you will have on hand X number of voting machines for the number of registered voters in your county. You will allocate them proportionally according to precinct, and all the rest of this. And if you don't do it, your butt's in jail, bud. I mean,
well,
yes, there has to be some teeth in this, absolutely. But
Sure. I agree with all this, but these have to be national standards.
Well, it would have to start on a few counties did this first, and obviously the ones that are more Democratic leaning, shall we say, might be more inclined to try this as an experiment, and then once this is proved useful, it could be adopted more places. But let's go on to part two of this because part two is the fun part. Okay, here's part two. This is someone walks into the voting booth to cast their vote. Doesn't matter if it's paper ballots, electronic, touchscreen, or whatever. When you cast your vote, two copies are created, whether it's mechanically done or a printer hooked up to the computer.
Mm-hmm.
You get two identical copies of the ballot. One of them gets a ballot identification number printed in red ink. The second one gets the same exact ballot identification number printed in blue ink. The voter then reviews the two to see that they're identical, then slides the red one with the red number into the red sleeve. The one with the blue number goes into the blue sleeve. The voter leaves the voting booth, walks over to the red ballot box where they take the ballot with the red number on it, and the Republican person watches them put this into the red ballot box. Then they walk over to the blue ballot box, and they put the one with the blue number into the blue ballot box under the supervision of the Democratic person. At the end of the day, when the poll closes, the Democrats take their ballot box, the Republicans take their ballot box, each party counts the ballots from that precinct, and then they get together and say, here's what we came up with, and here's what we came up with, and if there's too great a discrepancy, you have a recount with the capability of going back to the ballot identification number so that you can match each one up and make sure they match. Gary Gordon tossed in one additional thought, which is go for a third copy. Give the person who voted a receipt. Print their number in yellow or green, and then you're like doing an ATM transaction. You got your account number on it. You've got your what you did at the transaction on it. And if there's ever any question later, you can say, well, wait a minute. I've got number such and such. Do you have that? Did it get counted? And what do you show it voted for? So you'd have a complete system of being able to follow up and check on this. Now, the only way you obviously could mess this up is if leaving the polling place on the way to count the ballots, you just blow up your opponent's car, and then there's only one set of ballots, and you can do what you want.
Right.
But hopefully it wouldn't come to this, and perhaps you would need to have both parties drive away holding their ballot boxes in the same vehicle to the same building, and then they could just go to separate rooms and do their separate counting. But again, if a couple of counties, wherever, started this and did it, and if it turned out that, by golly, the results that they come up with this way almost exactly match the exit polls, there would be a precedent here established to be able to go to court and force all the other counties in the country to adopt a comparable system. So, yeah, it might not be able to be something you could cram down everybody's throat initially, but this is the kind of thing that needs to be done in order to ensure that ballots are counted, ballots are not lost or dropped or anything, and if both parties have duplicate identical copies with identifying numbers, you can't just toss some out in the dumpster and say, oh, we didn't have it because the other guys are going to have their copy of it. They'll say, well, what about these? We've got these votes you lose them or something?
Well, Ira, it's a great idea. It's wonderful, which means it's already hit a brick wall.
There you go. But again, all you got to do is get a few counties to say, we'll try it.
Well.
And if there's a few democratically controlled counties who would be inclined to try this, I hope someone's listening out there who's a county supervisor or someone who's in a position to implement this. I don't know if this is a job for the ACLU. I don't know who necessarily would be able to get the ball rolling, but we have to come up with a different mechanical procedural system for casting votes, counting votes, and having some accountability here. And this seems like as likely as any means of accomplishing what needs to be accomplished.
Well, again, it's a great idea, and in theory, it seems unbeatable. It seems like, wow, this is the way out of this thicket that we're in.
I hope.
It's that too. I just wonder, like so many great, grand, and wonderful ideas that make perfect sense, that wind up on the floor somewhere, being swept up and put in a dustbin.
Well, it just depends on if people get behind it and get on it and stay on it.
That's like very true. Well, I like the idea. It sounds like an Ira idea. You always were able to solve things. Yeah, sometimes in a Rube Goldbergish kind of way, but still solving them. Not that this was. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm saying? I think this idea is great. Ira, thanks for checking in. We got a break. We'll talk, okay?
Speak to you soon.
All right. Take care, Ira. Quick break. We'll be back. This is Air America Radio.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
I want straight next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Injury victims.
If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
Hi, this is Catherine Lanford, co-host of the Al Franken Show. As Al embarks on his secret mission to Iraq, we talk to International League of Human Rights President Scott Horton. What happened at Abu Ghraib? What happened at Guantanamo Bay? And what does it have to do with human rights? And is it likely to happen to Al Franken? Then we swing the microphone over to Max Sawicki, economist for the Economic Policy Institute, for a look at the puppet masters behind the jobs, jobs, jobs wall at the Bush Economic Summit. Join me and guest co-host Joe Connison on the Al Franken Show.
Border to border and coast to coast, the Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
Twenty-six before the hour. You know, what's his name? O'Reilly, talking about how Christmas is under siege. You know, all these Fox News channels types. You know, O'Reilly, Hannity, the anchors. You know, this is a big story. Christmas is being destroyed. You know, they really make me sick. But here's the part that's funny about this. And Darren in North Carolina sent me an email, reminded me. Darren writes, I saw a transcript from one of O'Reilly's radio shows. I saw it too, Darren, where he kept referring to Jesus as the philosopher Jesus. You're right. Hey, I tell you what, O'Reilly, you walk into some little old Baptist church and say, oh, I don't know, pick a place. I know. How about North Carolina or Mississippi? And say, hi, I'm here to talk about the philosopher Jesus. They will stone your ass, okay? What?
He meant to say the falafel Jesus.
Kathy's been doing a lot of holiday baking, and those fruitcakes she makes, she soaks in rum, and I just have a feeling tonight that that maybe sometime this afternoon there was, I don't know. So anyway, he talks about Jesus as a philosopher. Now you got me saying it. Jesus as a philosopher. No, O'Reilly, according to the Christians, he was, come here, real close. Hey, Bill, he was the Son of God! That's not a philosopher! Wow. Well, anyway, thanks, Darren. Yeah, that's the crazy part with these people, right? That's the crazy part. Oh, well. Me, I don't know. You know, I'm caught on the horns of a dilemma this year. Every year since I've been in talk radio, our last program of right before Christmas, we always do a Christmas show. Now, I did this whether Kathy was my producer or not. And it all started when my kid, who turns 26 in a week, he was my youngest until Molly was born, When he was like 5 years old and I first got into talk radio, I took him with me one night because I didn't have a babysitter, and I took him up to the radio station I was working on. It was 2 or 3 days before Christmas, and I put him on my lap and read to him the night before Christmas, and then thought, oh, what the hell, read to him out of the book of Luke, the Christmas story as written down by early Christians. And so every year that I've been in radio, when I've been employed, and there have been years I haven't been employed in talk radio because of the nature of what I do, we have done a Christmas show. And Kathy is already starting to plan the Christmas show. And I keep thinking to myself, why? Why? There's not a Christian out there in that I see on in media. Now, again, if you're a follower of Christ, no offense, I'm not talking about you. Okay, I'm talking about these evil thugs, you know, James Dobson and Franklin Graham and Falwell and Robertson and all of these nasty, nasty people. And I don't want any part of that. I don't want to promote their murderous belief. And I know the answer to it. Well, no, Mike, you know, you don't have to talk about Christianity. Just talk about, you know, the baby Jesus. Well, in the first place, the only place I agree with O'Reilly is he was a philosopher of a sort. You know, I don't believe in this cloud being a son of anything stuff, you know. He had a very important message, but so did Muhammad, so did the Buddha, so did Cesar Chavez, you know. I mean, so what? Eventually we kill them all anyway. So did Gandhi. So did Martin Luther King, you know. So it's just very difficult to try to do it this year. It really is. I guess somehow we'll figure it out. But, you know, you have these thugs like O'Reilly and Hannity. Just the scum. I mean, the lowest of the low. The people who spread hatred and suspicion and paranoia. You have them talking about a religion whose basic tenet is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Of course, that's the basic tenet in most religions, but you know, never mind that. One of its basic principles is turn the other cheek and love and forgiveness and acceptance and judge not that you be not judged and yada 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 yada. And these useless, contemptible human beings like O'Reilly and Hannity are talking about how Christmas has been hijacked. Well, yeah, it has been. You're damn right it has been. First of all, it was stolen from the Celts, the pagans, who, I guess, in their turn, stole it from the Babylonians, who in their turn probably stole it from where? Arcturus or Drelfamador. You know, who cares? Who knows? But these modern Christians, they defile the teachings of Christ. They turn the manger scene into a stable or something, you know. Never mind. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. We'll work it out. Sorry, I just went off on a rant. Jeff is calling from Santa Fe. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, doing fine.
Well, I want to apologize first for not being able to go to Sunday's march.
There was one
here in Santa Fe.
Well, say 10 Hail Marys to our fathers in an act of contrition, and you're forgiven.
Well, you know, as a recent victim of the brown-shirted followers of the jackbooted right-wing fascist thugs, I physically couldn't attend.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, I had a little political discussion with somebody that went a little bit awry.
Uh-oh, this sounds like a story. Well, tell us the story here, Jeff.
Well, I was at a local store, and someone came in as I was leaving and was laughing about how they had just seen something funny, which was a George Bush serial killer sticker on someone's car. And they proceeded to say that they had pulled over and pulled out a knife and scratched it off and was hoping they'd be caught because that was sedition. And I went, no, that's freedom of, freedom of expression, you know, that's
right.
Guaranteed.
Right.
And they told me in no uncertain terms that read the Constitution, boy, at which point I laughed and said, you're talking to the wrong person, and I've read it, and that's freedom of speech. You can't do that. You vandalize someone's car. And then I had to throw in that, of course, George Bush murdered more people as governor of Texas than anybody else,
right,
and laughed at Tammy Faye, I can't think of her last name now, and right, mocked her.
Right.
At which point he told me he would, don't make me rip your throat out, and I laughed. He was an older gentleman, nicely dressed. I laughed. And, well, he proceeded to do his best to do it.
He attacked you?
Oh, physically assaulted me, yeah.
Did you have him arrested? This was in Santa Fe?
Yeah, I did have him arrested.
No, wait. Stop everything. In Santa Fe, New Mexico?
Oh, yeah.
The peace and freedom place where everybody respects everybody and things are kind of like laid back and
yeah,
liberal. And Santa Fe? That Santa Fe?
Yeah.
All right. He attacked you. Then what?
Well, you know, he got really lucky because I wound up with my leg kind of wedged under the front bumper of a car and my knee went out on me. And I got hyperextended and bent in and I really couldn't do much. I was trying to push him away so I could get my footing back under me. We were actually outside of a liquor store at like 3:30 in the afternoon, middle of the week, and I threw my purchase down and was trying to push him away. And he had both hands wrapped around my throat. And
you're serious, aren't you?
Oh, I'm deadly serious. It was almost laughable. I mean, I it looked like my father. I was just going, oh, this is really strange.
Right.
This
did you
is
talk
really
to your
strange.
Did you talk?
Yeah, and I've had our problems, but never like this.
Did you talk to your therapist about this?
Well, I can't afford a therapist.
All right, now, so what was the final outcome here?
Well, the final outcome was after my knee went out and I wound up hitting the pavement, he switched his grip and was kicking me, trying to kick me in the face, and I was blocking it, but he wound up cracking a rib. And before I could grab my my big utility knife out of my back pocket, because I work in construction, the owner of the liquor store pulled him off, and I called the cops. And luckily, the liquor store owner grabbed his keys and hit him so he couldn't drive off. And it was a very interesting situation. But he started to go off on the cops about how it was sedition. And the cops very, very authoritatively said, you know, are you an officer of the law?
Mm-hmm.
This is free speech, and you violated someone's free speech.
Right.
And they hauled him away to jail. And luckily, our jail, or not luckily, I almost feel bad for the gentleman. The local jail does strip searches when you're processed in.
Right.
So a 63-year-old man spent the night in jail, got strip searched. And I'm suing.
Well, I would hope. Are there criminal charges against him?
I'm sure they'll be dropped. But I'm losing wages. There's a quality of life is awful.
I can't believe this happened in Santa Fe.
This is like a story, and I can't believe it happened with a gentleman that old. You would think it would happen, you know, if it was a bar room or something,
right,
I could
right.
see it, or at a protest march. And unfortunately, I wrenched my knee Sunday morning, and I was going to go to the march or the
Well, you're forgiven, and you don't have to do all that religious crap that I
oh,
used to tell
good.
You to do. Jeff, I've got a break here. That's one hell of a story. Thanks for sharing.
Well, I have a question for you, Mike.
All right, let me put you on hold. Let me hold on. I'll put you on hold. I'll come back in a second. We got a break.
Wanted.
Video game music composer, sound designer, music supervisor.
Wanted.
Film dialogue editor, music recorder, ADR, Foley, surround mixer.
Wanted.
Music producers, Pro Tools, Logic Audio, Final Cut Pro, Ableton Live, Traktor DJ Studio, PuraMind, advanced digital audio training, an Apple and DigiDesign certified school. It's never too late to follow your dream. PuraMind.com. That's PuraMind. 1-888-378-MIND.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza man.
Hey, you're not the pizza man. You're the cable guy again.
Price patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again.
I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice cream man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Don't let the cable shark raise your rates. Switch to DirecTV today.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. Call 1-800-264-0071.
At $4.99 a month for second and each of destined receipt. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
Are you a diabetic? Do you have Medicare or private insurance? If you do, here's some great news that could save you time and money. If you're required to test your blood sugar, iCare may be able to provide your supplies at no cost to you. Here's why. We work with Medicare and most private insurances to determine your maximum coverage benefits, so we can ship your supplies free right to your door. So I want you to call us right now. 800-720-5868. 800-720-5868. So if you have diabetes, we make it real easy for you here at iCare. We are an approved Medicare provider, and we do all the paperwork, so all you have to do is call. Toll free, 800-720-5868, 800-720-5868, that's 800-720-5868. Remember, at iCare, we care.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Ready for a liberal helping of truth? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. Back to Jeff quickly in Santa Fe. Jeff, you wanted now what was the last part here?
Well,
I got so intrigued with your story that I forget you had a question, right?
Yeah, I have a question, a quick comment, and then one last question.
But, okay, quick.
I'm wondering, what do you think is more important? There's an advocacy group that's being formed in Santa Fe. I missed that first meeting yesterday, but I'm hoping to go to the next one. Do you think it's instant runoff voting, campaign finance reform, or black box optical scanning voting?
Well, all three of them are important. I think the most important one is to get rid of the touchscreen voting, however it's done. This is too easily manipulated. It invites manipulation. It invites control by people who don't want to see the democratic process work. So I would say that would be the most important of the three. Instant runoff voting, I think, would be number two, and then campaign finance reform. I think MoveOn.org has already proved that that corporate money is totally unnecessary. I think there's a reason that Terry McAuliffe is so pissed off at Eli and the rest of the crew at MoveOn. And came out, when was it, today, and reacted to the statement that was made by MoveOn that they own the Democratic Party now, when in fact, you're damn right they do. And I'd rather see the ownership go to MoveOn than have it continue to be in the hands of these corporate thugs and bastards who will turn on you in a heartbeat if they think your opponent has a better chance of winning. So campaign finance reform, to me, is a dead issue. It'll never, ever, ever happen. You want campaign finance reform? Then don't contribute to the Democratic Party anymore. Contribute to individual candidates, contribute through MoveOn, contribute that way. But if you really want campaign finance reform, it's never going to pass as a piece of legislation. The Democrats and the Republicans are never, ever, ever, ever going to take their mouth off of the teat that provides them all of this money that they then use to further corrupt and pollute and destroy the system. And yes, I say the Democratic Party. I'm talking about the DLC-controlled Democratic Party, Terry McAuliffe, and the rest of these thugs. And that's really how I feel.
I agree with you totally. That was my first choice, too, and that's what I would have brought up last night. But I couldn't go to that either. My knee is finally getting to the point where I'm walking again.
Well, that's a hell of a story. Oh, you got another question, or is that
I have one comment and one quick question.
Okay.
And the comment is, if Bill O'Reilly really thinks that Jesus was a philosopher, I think the way to change this whole Christmas thing and de-Hallmarkize it is to call it Christ Mass. Two words, and there's two S's in Mass.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And my final question was, do you have a bureau chief in Santa Fe? Because I'd love to be it.
We did. Who was our bureau chief in Santa Fe, Kathy? Do you remember? Chris is Abiquiu, New Mexico bureau chief.
Yeah, and he used to have the talk show here in Santa Fe.
Right. I'm trying to think. I'll tell you what. If I don't get an email tonight saying, "Hey, damn it, it's me," the next time you call in, we'll give it to you.
Beautiful. I love it. Thanks, right. Mike. Keep the faith.
Thank you, Jeff. Take care. I can't believe that he gets into a knockdown dragout in the parking lot. Man, unbelievable. I have a feeling sometimes that we run that risk, too. That's why, you know, Kathy doesn't let me go to the grocery store by myself anymore unless the baby's with me. She knows if I have the baby strapped to my chest in the Bjorn, you know, I'm just not even going to get involved in that stuff. But when we go together, if she's carrying the baby, you know, it's like she watches me like a hawk, you know, and I just say, no, I'm fine. I'm just checking the price here on mayonnaise. You know, it's okay. But every time I see one of those license plate thingies that say, warning, in case of rapture, this car will be unmanned. You know, I get this compulsion to just ram that car from the rear and push it into oncoming semi-tractor-trailer traffic. And you know, isn't that awful? What a hell of an admission, right? It's terrible. What a terrible thing to say. Last time I said something like that, some religious freak sent me a letter and said, "Well, I'm going to complain to Michael Powell. You're advocating the murder of Christians." Oh, please. Please. But, you know, you get that feeling. Like, you want a rapture? Okay, here, let me help you. Since you think you're helping Jesus come by advocating the killing of lots and lots of Jews and Muslims, okay, let me help you. Let me help you your own personal rapture here. God, these people, have I mentioned yet tonight how much I hate these people? They just make me so sick. None of that has anything to do with Jesus. All this Armageddonness and millennialism and Revelation crap. You know, two itinerant, for I think one was Swedish and one was British. Y'all will correct me, I know, before I finish the sentence. You will send me emails. But back in the, 1870s, 1880s? I think it was after the Civil War, after the horror that engulfed this country. Massive amounts of dead. How many people died? 600,000, 800,000? Is that right? How many died in the Civil War? And these two freaks show up, and they borrow from sections of the Old and New Testament and put together this philosophy of Christianity, this hell and fire and damnation and brimstone and death and destruction and Gog and Magog and the rapture and piles of corpses and death to the Jews and death to this and death to that. And they go around preaching this just prior to what was referred to, I think I've got this all right, as the Great Awakening. You know, the First Great Awakening or the Second Great Awakening, whatever. And all this religious fundamentalist horse manure that all of a sudden, you know, and the tents and the traveling brother love preaching road shows and the preachers in the established churches took a look at that and said, oh, my God, they're going to suck away all the Sunday morning offerings. We better get on that train. And there went Christianity, huh? We'll be back. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy.
In winter, you know how cold it gets, and if you have leaky, drafty windows, you know what that does to your energy bills. And that's why now is a great time to replace them with custom replacement windows from Sears. Call Sears for a free in-home estimate at 1-800-448-6600. Call now and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Sears double-paned extra-strength windows have insulated frames, which may help reduce your energy costs. And Sears makes it simple and affordable. Call 1-800-448-6600 and save $625 on select styles. It's the biggest savings of the year. Offer ends December 31st. Ask your representative for offer details and written warranty. Services and materials provided by Bill Ray, a Sears authorized contractor. License number available on request. So don't go another winter without the energy efficiency of Sears replacement windows. Call now, 1-800-448-6600. That's 1-800-448-6600.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Combat units in seven U.S. states are preparing to be deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan next year. The Pentagon has told the units to prepare to leave in the middle of next year. Pentagon spokesperson Lawrence Derita says they will be rotating forces.
We're going to be at the current force level through the elections. This maintains, for the purposes of planning, we've identified sufficient units to maintain this brigade structure that we're currently holding, should that be necessary.
Derita says the planned troop rotation will keep the number of U.S. forces in Iraq at around 138,000. Meantime, Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi plans to put some of Saddam Hussein's top lieutenants on trial next week for war crimes. Saddam won't be among the first group to go on trial. Officials say he will be one of the last to face justice. A Muslim scholar has decided to drop his fight to get into the U.S. to teach religion and peace studies at the University of Notre Dame. Notre Dame spokesman Matthew Storen says they still don't know why the State Department revoked Tariq Ramadan's visa last August after approving it earlier in the year.
Now, you don't know what you don't know, but we were never given any information as to why he was not given his visa. And we were optimistic that eventually, since he had reapplied, it would come through.
Storen says the State Department only said the revocation involved matters of national security and was based on the recommendation of the Homeland Security Administration. Ramadan is accusing the Bush administration of launching an attack on his academic freedom. New York State Governor George Pataki has signed legislation into law that reforms the 1970s-era Rockefeller drug laws. Reporter Scott Salato has details.
The new measure reforms the drug laws that Governor Pataki says weren't tough, but unfairly harsh.
Those laws were passed over 30 years ago, at a time when we didn't know as much about drug addiction as we do today.
The changes scale back the toughest sentences for small-time felons and offer resentencing for nonviolent drug offenders. Scott Salato, New York.
The National Weather Service has issued a high surf warning for north and west shores of most of the Hawaiian islands. Forecasters say waves could be as high as 50 feet on the north side and 30 feet on the west. Forecaster Tom Burchard says Hawaii hasn't seen such high surf in 6 years.
We're expecting it to be comparable to a swell that we had in 1998, which occurred in January of 98.
Meanwhile, civil defense officials are warning residents and visitors to stay away from beaches where high surf is expected to hit in Hawaii. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
We've all been there. At the end of the line, frightened, confused, crying out for the smallest human kindness, when finally there's a voice.
Next!
Most people would tell you that these visits to the Department of Motor Vehicles are the most hazardous times in a driver's life. But they're wrong. Dead wrong. Because the fact is, pollution caused by fuel exhaust is reaching dangerous levels. Right about now, you're probably wondering, what can I do? Plenty, my friend, plenty. Next time you're buying a car, choose one with the best gas mileage that meets your needs and fits your budget. Knowing that you're helping to keep our air cleaner and reducing our country's dependence on oil should slow your weeping the next time you're called in to renew your driver's license. For information on how to find a fuel-efficient car that's kinder to the planet and right for you, and for other easy tips on how to protect our world, log on to getgreen.com. It's easy to do, and you'll learn to save money on gas. Now, that's enough to make you smile.
Next!
If only for a moment. That's getgreen.com. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress. An innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free better sleep video. Call 1-800-254-7788. The Tempur-Pedic mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. And for people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur material, call 1-800-254-7788. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call 1-800-254-7788. That's 1-800-254-7788.
Looks like I'm going to be late again, so don't wait for me for dinner, okay? I'm really sorry. I love you. See you later. Okay. Bye.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Air America Radio. We're listening.
I happen to have been an MIA wife for 8 years back in the 70s. My husband was a carrier pilot who disappeared into thin air. So when Bush did that little stunt of landing on the carrier in flight gear, here the sniveling little weasel was safe and sound at home while my husband, who was a real carrier pilot, was getting killed.
866-303-AAR0.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. Yeah, this is one of those nights. It's colder than a well digger's ass here in Atlanta. And, man, this kind of night, I would just love to sit in front of the fireplace and listen to Moody Blues records and drink some good wine, right? Wouldn't that be fun, huh? Program note, tomorrow night, former Illinois senatorial candidate and talk show host Nancy Skinner will be filling in for me. We are going to be at a restaurant here in Atlanta, Carpe Diem, giving a talk to the Atlanta Democrats. If you want some information on this, go to MikeMalloy.com. During the break, I got this email from TJ over at Old American Project for the Old American Century. Are you all familiar with their website? If you're not, you should check it out. It's oldamericancentury.org. Kind of a play on words there. Project for PNAC, New American Century. Well, check it out. oldamericancentury.org. Anyway, TJ is the administrator there. He sends me this. Hey, Mike, this is TJ from Project for the Old American Century. I thought you'd just love this article considering tonight's discussion. It'll be on the oldamericancentury.org site shortly. All right, here it is. It's from the Miami Herald. From today's paper, Miami Herald. Exactly 469 years after the Virgin of Guadalupe was said to have appeared in Mexico, Governor Jeb Bush was marveling at another act of higher intervention, the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to make his brother president. That happened 4 years ago. Monday, yesterday, Bush, a devout Catholic who met his wife in Mexico, recalled the December 12 manifestation date when a body of unelected officials, Florida's presidential electors, certified his brother's recent win by 380,978 votes with little drama. In 2000, George W. Bush won by a 537-vote margin that plunged Florida into 37 days of divisive bickering and nonstop news coverage. Jeb Bush didn't miss any of that turmoil at all Monday when he mentioned the story of the Virgin Mary's ability to unify. She is said to have appeared on, yes, December 12th, 1531, to a peasant on the temple site of an Aztec goddess, uniting Aztec and Catholic culture. The governor said, 4 years ago was the culmination, if you recall, of a lot of anguish, a lot of tension that isn't my style. I didn't really appreciate all the satellite dishes out here. And the night of the appearance of the Virgin of Guadalupe on December 12th, that was the day. That night, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the president. That was the more emotional day, December 12th. This year, the election was over on election night, so we've kind of moved on. These people are sick! So the Virgin of Guadalupe interceded on his brother George's behalf during the 2000 presidential election. Oh, my God. And you thought it was just the one that squats in the White House that says God tells him to invade foreign countries? You thought he was the only wacko? And Jeb is a Catholic? This will be fun, because when Christ does come back, according to these millennialists, Jeb will be burned at the stake. You know, he's a Catholic. He's a worshiper of graven idols and images, right? The head of his church is the Whore of Babylon, or the Antichrist, or whatever they've labeled the Pope these days. I don't know. I don't know what the Baptists refer to the Pope to as now. But isn't this great? Huh? This is like having the same family during the Civil War where one's a Union soldier, the other one's a rebel soldier, right? Here we go. Jeb and George. Oh, God, these people are sick. Aren't they sick? And they happen to be running this country. Huh? So the Virgin of Guadalupe. The Virgin of Well, I guess it was a Virgin. It was a Virgin Mary made an appearance, right? In 1531, December 12th. Oh, my God. You can't make this stuff up. Thanks, TJ. You just can't make this stuff up, can you? This is in Tuesday's Miami Herald. We'll post it. And you know what's funny about this is the old woman who runs this tribe of miscreants and thugs and killers and bank robbers, you know, Barbara Bush, the old lady, the white-haired one, the one who looks like she eats human flesh. You know, she's got the... I bet she goes to bed at night and just giggles herself to sleep. She's got one son who thinks the Virgin of the Catholic thing interceded. She's got another son who God tells him countries to invade. Kathy, if Molly, when Molly reaches the age of reason, if we're all alive by then, if she comes to you and says, God told me to go kill one of my schoolmates, I mean, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm going to give her the scissors.
Yeah, Kathy's been around the cooking sherry a little bit too much. The Virgin Mary interceded on George Bush's behalf, according to Jeb Bush. And I can't. No wonder George's two daughters are drunks. No wonder Jeb's children are all screwed up. They're drug addicts and public fornicators. I mean, my God, if you had parents like this, wouldn't you? Wouldn't you drink to try to kill the pain? Well, Jenna, are we going home tonight? Nah, let's get trashed, man. I can't handle it. I try to go home every night, but Mom and Dad are walking stone. The other night I was doing acid. We're sitting there in the oval thing, the room, I don't know, having dinner, and I'm watching spaghetti just crawl all around the table and my plate, you know, some acid I got at the club the other night. That, you know, can you imagine these two girls, Jenna and Barbara, the twins, how do they stand it? Do you think God talked to Dad tonight? Did you see Mom sneaking out the back door to get cigarettes? You know, if anybody knew she smoked, oh my God, so to speak. This is a screwy family. Hey, what's going on with Chelsea Clinton? Has she gotten her PhD yet in ethics or whatever she, now what?
Her nipples are too perky.
Okay. Jeb Bush, a devout Catholic, credited the Virgin Mary, the Virgin of Guadalupe, with giving his brother the presidency. Oh, my God. Isn't it Jeb Bush, whatever happened to Jeb Bush's daughter, the one who's just strung out on drugs? What happened to her? Is she dead? No? You don't know? And the boy, Jeb's son? Huh? Whose son? Neil's son? One of the other sons? Who likes to rape girls in public parking lots? Like what, Walmart? Well, that's appropriate. Or wherever it was. I don't know. A CVS store? Having sex? That's kind of like Newt Gingrich used to do. Newt Gingrich used to take his interns out in the parking lot of the U.S. House of Representatives and have them do him right out in the car. And then, of course, there was Strom. Never mind. I don't want to get involved in all that crap. The Virgin of Guadalupe, huh? Well, that's a new one. Thanks, TJ. I had no idea. Oh, so, got an email here. It wasn't Our Lady of Guadalupe who interceded. It was Catherine Harris, the Lady of Sarasota.
That was Our Lady of Maybelline.
Oh, my God, Our Lady of Maybelline. All right. Where are we here? We're right there. Joshua is calling from Eugene, Oregon. Hey, Joshua.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir.
Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
The reason I called, I kind of have a two-part point to make. We're talking about strategies for the, you know, the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
And I think number one, I think runoff voting, like the gentleman said earlier, runoff voting is critical. For a couple reasons. Number one, we have to bring in a third party.
Okay, stop right there. Third party. Let me put you on hold. I'll come back. We got a break. Another break. All right? I'll come right back to you. Don't go away. Don't go away, Joshua. All right, quick break here, folks. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Molloy.
Hi, Dad. Hi, Grandpa.
Hey, Jenna. Hey, Barbara. You made the front page for drinking. Underage.
I think that beer rocks.
Yar, a chip off the block.
Tell me why
you're using that fake
ID. Tell me why
you can't resist the party.
Tell me what you become acting that way.
I don't know. President someday?
I've got no experience running this land from running a baseball club, yeah.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we've got answers.
Some say peace in the Middle East is impossible. I beg to differ. This year we mark two anniversaries that remind us just how possible it is. 25 years ago, Egypt and Israel made peace. Why did Egypt turn toward peace after rejecting it for decades? Above all, because its courageous leader Anwar Sadat came to realize the futility of war. He found in Israel an eager partner for peace. And 10 years ago, a peace treaty was signed between Jordan and Israel. When Jordan's King Hussein was finally ready, he too found an eager partner in Israel. Yes, peace is possible, but it requires leaders of vision. Tragically, that's precisely what's been missing among the Palestinians. Had they taken a cue from Egypt and Jordan, perhaps this year we'd be marking three anniversaries, not two. Still, I'm grateful for the two anniversaries. They should remind us never, ever to abandon hope and the possibility of peace. Visit us at ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
Air America fans, there's a magazine you need to read. Mother Jones, your best source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism. This week, Mother Jones is offering a crazy introductory subscription price of just $10 for a full year. Subscribe now and get Mojo's eye-popping new issue. Read about how U.S. soldiers are speaking out and refusing to go to Iraq, how America has hired potential war criminals to do the dirty work in Iraq, and the scandals that may cost House Majority Leader Tom DeLay his job. Go to MotherJones.com. Just $10 for a full year at MotherJones.com.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000-plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
If your debt is out of control and you are buried with credit card bills, there's a secret you should know. Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 75% of your credit card debt. That means principal and interest gone. Here's how it works. Credit card companies don't want the average consumer to know about special policies they have to help them recover on late bills. Debt Relief of America negotiates with the credit card companies on your behalf using these secret programs so that you can eliminate up to 75% of your debt. This is more than just a reduction in interest. This means your credit card bills are gone. They do all the work for you so you get the best possible settlement. Eliminate your late fees and avoid the stigma that comes from going bankrupt. Call now for your free, no-obligation professional debt relief consultation. Call for free information now. 800-637-9841. 800-637-9841. Wipe your debt clean. Call 800-637-9841. That's 800-637-9841.
This is your 30-second Vanguard Insight on expense ratios. When comparing mutual fund expense ratios, the smaller the number, the more money you keep. Ratios that start with whole numbers? Not good. If you see a decimal point first and then the numbers, better. Expense ratio too high? Call 1-888-VANGUARD or visit us at vanguard.com.
Call for prospectus for more information. Read and consider it carefully before you invest. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Would you like to lose those extra pounds?
CarboBlocker is clinically proven in a double-blind study to give you results. We're so confident that CarboBlocker works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of CarboBlocker and fit back into your favorite jeans again. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434. 800-318-5434.
I could have passed the background check on the standards applied on the most stringent conditions when my dad was president of the United States, a 15-year period.
Yeah, okay. Okay. All right, 22 past the hour, we're talking with Joshua, who's called in from Eugene, Oregon. All right, where were we, Joshua, before you were so rudely interrupted?
All right, Mike, well, you know, we were talking earlier in the show about strategizing for, you know, for trying to come up with ideas to move our ideas, our progressive logical ideas forward, what we need to do differently. And something that is absolutely critical is instant runoff voting. And the reason why is we need to get somebody else in this ball game other than the Republicans and the Democrats.
Right, I agree.
And that really doesn't have much of a chance of happening until we can go to the polls and vote for what who we believe is the best candidate, and not feel like we're going to waste our vote totally by voting for somebody like a Dennis Kucinich or a Ralph Nader. And you know, when we can do that, enough people can go in and vote for these third parties and get them in the ball game, and force the media to cover people like you and our ideas. You know, that's got to be a critical part of the strategy. And number two, we have to look at every day. Yeah, we vote every 4 years for president, but we vote every day with our dollar, where we buy our products, what businesses we support. And that's another way of moving our ideas forward is supporting industries and businesses that share our values.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you're making great points. The problem here, and again, I've said earlier tonight, I hate to be the guy at the dinner party who sits there and burps and farts all night and gets everybody upset. But as long as we have a voting system, a mechanical system that is so amenable to tampering and fraud, none of these other ideas matter. I mean, you know, if your house is built on a foundation of sand and a high tide is coming, your house is going to wash away. And everything that we do right now, can it be any more clear? We've had three national election days in 2000, 2002, and 2004. Is there anybody left with a brain who doesn't understand that the system is totally screwed now with these voting machines and with the suppression of voting, with all the tricks that are being used? And again, in so many instances, the boards of election or the election supervisors or the secretaries of state are Republican operatives. They're not, look, anybody can be whatever they want, but these are Republican Party operatives. You know, this Ken Blackwell and Catherine Harris and God knows how many people are embedded in our political system who are Armageddonists, who are religious freaks, who are Republican operatives. I agree with what you're saying, but this discussion should have been held 10 years ago. This discussion should have been held right after somebody said, look, as long as we're Americans, you know, this is a land of fraud and the easy way out and pyramid schemes and Ponzi schemes and lies and cheating and deception. All of that comes with capitalism. And I'm sorry if that makes me sound like a communist or socialist. I frankly don't give a damn. All that stuff comes with capitalism. And here we are. And we are, more or less, capitalists. So as long as we live in this kind of society where everything is for sale, your baby's for sale, your politician is for sale, your liver is for sale, everything is for sale, your vote is absolutely for sale. Now, until we get a system where you walk in, like, again, our dear friends to the north, the Canadians, they hand you a paper ballot, you put an X next to the person you want elected, and then people sit down and count it. And whoever got the most checks wins. Until we have that system, all this other stuff, Joshua, is empty rhetoric. It's going nowhere. I'm sorry, pal.
I agree with you, Mike, but runoff voting has to be at least a number two or three on the priority list. You're right, number one has to be a ballot voting. And in Oregon, we have an unbelievable system. It's fantastic. We get our ballots 2 weeks or more before the elections. We can sit down in the privacy of our own home and look through them thoroughly, get help if we need it, and drop them off at a ballot box, a number of different ballot boxes that are located throughout the city, or we can put a stamp on them and mail them in.
Right.
Or, it's a great system. So I agree with you. You have to have a ballot. The Oregon system is a fantastic system to look at. But runoff voting does have to be, I think, talked about a little bit more. I don't hear it talked about much at all. And it's, I think, you know, maybe two or three on the priority list when
yeah.
looking at voting reform.
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly not arguing with what you're saying. You're making perfect sense. Just like Ira, who called in from Florida, you guys make perfect sense. You're absolutely right. But until we get rid of the totalitarian's dream, and that is this touchscreen voting, these computer systems, we really don't have. We don't have a system in this country any longer. Joshua, I'm glad you called, man. Thank you so much. I appreciate what you had to say, okay?
Thank you, Mike.
All right, sir. Take care. Oh, my. Another break. We'll be right back. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Begley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Now, why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? Now, we're not crazy. We're confident because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, a $75 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-463-7971. That's 1-800-463-7971. Limit one bottle per household. Again, it's 1-800-463-7971.
You're sorry you're late? No. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
And we go live now to Andy in the Air and our traffic chopper with today's traffic report.
Thanks, Todd. Traffic is moving smoothly eastbound on Route 1. No delays there. Moderate congestion at exit 17 northbound on the parkway. Expect a 15-minute delay. And there are heavy, heavy delays on the southbound thruway between exit 2 and exit 8 near the shopping center.
Can you see what's going on down there, Andy?
Well, there looks to be an overturned, oversized belly in the right lane. Extremely large, blocking all traffic.
I'm sorry, I don't have a great connection here. Did you say belly?
That's right, Todd, and a rather large one at that. It looks as if someone lost it from walking across the shopping center parking lot to the stores.
Well, there you have it. Heavy congestion due to a heavy belly. Stay tuned for another belly update at the top of the hour.
Small step number 43. Park further from the store and walk. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Injury victims. If you or a loved one has been injured as a result of a motor vehicle accident, a slip or a fall, or because of a doctor, hospital, or nursing home mistake, get the legal help you and your family deserve, with no upfront, out-of-pocket expense. Call the Personal Injury Review Board at 1-800-858-2870. The call is free, and the results may surprise you. Don't let the insurance companies give you a quick, unfair offer. You may be entitled to a much greater settlement. Call 1-800-858-2870. Our lawyers will work hard to get you the highest amount of money and the maximum benefits to which the law says you are entitled. The Personal Injury Board has your best interests in mind. Call 1-800-858-2870. That's 1-800-858-2870. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Head driving to Valero. Gotta fill her up fast. I fill my tank to the brim with performance gas. Head driving to Valero.
Brum, brum, brum.
Make a turn for the better.
Brum, brum, brum.
Head driving to Valero for all the room you need.
Get more vroom for your buck. Valero. Value, variety, vroom.
Air America's Morning Sedition.
Hi, I'm Mark Maron. Join me and Mark Riley for Wednesday's Morning Sedition. We'll preview Bush's policy summit on how to get Americans to pay investment brokers to gamble their Social Security money and his ongoing effort to handcuff American juries. Plus, why are black people so, you know, and why do Jews keep, well, we'll talk with the author of I Can't Believe You Asked That, and we'll see if we can make Lawton Smalls cry on Wednesday's Morning Sedition.
Doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Before the hour. Regarding Our Lady of Guadalupe, Robin from West Virginia, who does a radio talk show there. You can find him at headonradio.com, head, H-E-A-D, on, like head-on collision, headonradio.com. He writes, Mike, the best part of the Guadalupe myth is if it was an apparition of anything, it was a Mexican deity named Coatlicue, or in English, snake skirt. The Spanish priest who heard the story couldn't pronounce the local language very well and reinterpreted Coatlicue as Guadalupe. Coatlicue, Guadalupe, Coatlicue, a location in old Spain, and made it all Catholic-y so the smallpox-scarred Mexicans could have their very own saint. Have you mentioned lately that these people are snake handlers? Peace, Robin. Thanks, Robin. If you live in West Virginia, check Robin's program, will you, please? And you can go to his website, headonradio.com. And this is from Mimi? No, this is from Charles. The truth about the Virgin Mary. My great-grandmother used to say, regarding the Virgin Mary, and this sounds best in a heavy Yiddish accent, they beat her up, she'll tell who did it. Charles. Oh, yeah, he's our Southern Fairfield County, Connecticut bureau chief. They beat her up, she'll tell who did it. And then there's this, and back to phone calls. We're just getting it. This is from Alabama. A judge refused to delay a trial Tuesday when an attorney objected to the judge wearing a judicial robe with the Ten Commandments embroidered on the front in gold. You knew this was going to happen, didn't you? Circuit Judge Ashley McCathan showed up Monday at his Covington County courtroom in southern Alabama wearing the robe. Attorneys who try cases at the courthouse said they had not seen him wearing it before. The commandments were described as being big enough to read by anyone near the judge. An attorney named Riley Powell, defending a client charged with DUI, filed a motion objecting to the robe and asking that the case be continued. He said the judge denied both motions. The attorney said, "Oh, I feel this creates a distraction that affects my client. Hell, it might even make him drive and drink." No, I added that last part. The judge told the Associated Press that he believes the Ten Commandments represent the truth. Quote, "And you can't divorce the law from the truth. The Ten Commandments can help a judge know the difference between right and wrong," end quote. Yeah, so could half a brain, you moron. The judge says he doesn't believe the commandments on his robe would have an adverse effect on jurors. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. This is like the Inquisition courts, right? Huh? So to speak, courts. Now, if I remember my movie history correctly, the Inquisition courts were where the judges of the Inquisition, "My name is Torquemada," would sit there with the big black hooded robes on and condemn people to have their body parts removed. And this is back at a time when there was no ether, you know? So here we are again, back to the 14th century. Hello, 13th century, excuse me. The judge says, "I had a choice of several sizes of letters. Here I purposely chose a size that would not be in anybody's face." Well, then what's the point of wearing it, you liar? The case raised comparisons to former Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore, who was removed from office for refusing to remove a Ten Commandments monument from the rotunda of the Alabama Judicial Building, Montgomery. Moore said Tuesday that he supports Judge McCathan's decision to wear the Ten Commandments robe. Moore said, "Well, I applaud Judge McCathan. It's time for our judiciary to recognize the moral basis of our law." Meanwhile, the attorney, Riley Powell, said if he loses his case, he expects the judge's wearing of the Ten Commandments robe to be part of an appeal. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is happening? Somebody, please tell me. Can I get a witness? What is happening? What is this stuff? It's so distracting. You know, I mean, it just... It refocuses me, this religious stuff, just immediately. I know, I shouldn't be talking about this. I shouldn't be talking about this nonsense. I should be talking about important things like the death of democracy and a representative government in this country. But it doesn't stop. You have a guy who is as corrupt as they come. This Bernie Kerik gets nominated by Bush to head Homeland Security. This guy is as dirty as you can get. And the coverage story is, "Well, I hired a undocumented worker." You know, and the media just sits there and the television anyway. They go, "Yeah, well, that's the reason he quit." Undocumented. And then you have a judge now who writes the Ten Commandments on his robe.
and goes into a court. And then you have these secret military tribunals and a gulag established, and we get reports from Human Rights Watch that we are murdering and torturing people in our custody, and that we operate prisons and interrogation centers outside of all law. Not American law, not Afghan law, not international law, nothing. I want to go home. Home. I feel like E.T. I swear to God I do. Home. Don't you feel that way, Truth Seeker? Huh? Come on. I know this is not what you're supposed to do in talk radio. I know I'm supposed to be, you know, I'm supposed to do talk radio. But seriously, don't you feel that way? Like you just want to go home? And I'm not talking, you know, I'm not talking the religious nonsense. I'm talking about home. You know, just go home. You ever feel that way? Okay. Judge wears the Ten Commandments on his robe.
I can't. It just can't. I know. I can't believe.
Well, I had a choice of several sizes of letters when I had this robe made, and I purposely chose a size for the letters that would not be in anybody's face. Now, I'll tell you what. If you're on a jury in my courtroom, this Ten Commandments ain't going to get in your face. But I tell you what, you see that bag over there in the corner? There's snakes in that bag. And you know what? When the verdict comes in, I swear I'm going to take the foreman and make him put his hand in there and testify. Amen. And he hold aloft the serpents. Amen. That's what it's coming to, isn't it, huh? My name is Torquemada. Jeb Bush saying the Virgin of Guadalupe interceded on his brother's behalf? George saying that God told him to invade Afghanistan and Iraq? I want to go home. This is insane. It's just insane. I mean, it is. Oh, well. If he had a choice on what size to make the letters on his robe, didn't he also have a choice not to put it there? What's this guy trying to do? Does he want to convince the people in his courtroom that he speaks for God? You know what's going to happen? You know what's going to happen, you little rat? Judge McCathan? If there is a God, he's going to squish you. He or she just going to reach down with this great big old gnarly thumb and squish you into the dirt. How dare you sit there? It says in the Bible, judge not that you be not judged. You're taking it just to hysterical, insane levels. Not only are you going to judge, but you're going to say that God is sitting next to you? I just wish that would happen one time. That would make me be a believer. I would. I'd go to church or synagogue or a temple or anything. If just once, God, if you do this for me, you got me. I'll you know, whatever you want. You got me, God. All you have to do is take your big old gnarly God thumb and reach down and squish one of these people. If you'll just do that for me, just turn him into a greasy smear on the sidewalk. If you'll do that, God, I'll become a missionary, man. I'll go to Thailand and try to save them little old whore girls from lives of sin and degradation and bring them to Jesus. If you just do this one thing for me, God, just reach out. Take this guy. Take him, God. Reach down. His name is Ashley McCathan. That's McCat. Well, you know that, God. What, you know, and he loves you. Just squish him. You know, just reach down and just, you know, just like a little old bug. If you do that, I'll become a missionary to the poor little Thai girls who are trapped in whoredom. I'll do whatever you ask me to do. I'll make up stuff, man. I'll do anything. Just squish one of these people, please. Show me you exist, God. Squish one of them. Yeah, right.
Someone is out there that we truly trust. There is a rainbow for you and me. A beautiful sunrise eternally. God is
dancer girl, wherever you are, do you believe it? Can you receive it? Goddess or girl, whatever you say, do you believe it? Can you receive it? Goddess or girl, however you...
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack. You've got questions, we got answers.
This is the sound of an AK-47 being fired at you. This is the sound of a rocket-propelled grenade headed your way. This is the sound of a bullet ricocheting off your helmet. This is the sound of an anti-personnel landmine exploding underneath you. This is the sound of a car bomb exploding less than a block away. And this?
These people don't like George W. Bush.
Rob, what are you seeing on the front porch of the
United States? It's the sound of people who have never heard these sounds arguing about something they know absolutely nothing about. Maybe we should start listening to the people who were there. Go to optruth.org to find out how you can really help support our troops in Iraq and Afghanistan. Operation Truth. We were there.
Paid for by Operation Truth, Incorporated.
The Business Trip by Super 8 Motels.
Somewhere between the last meeting and home, between four drive-thrus and the blob of ketchup on your favorite tie, between 60 dead bugs on your windshield and a wiper blade gone awry, somewhere between where you are and where you're going, there's a Super 8. See you along the way.
This summer, kids eat free at Denny's when you stay at Super 8. See Super8.com for details.
All Super 8 motels are individually owned and operated.
I love Street next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-475-9853. 800-475-9853. Not available in all states.
I try to teach my children what's important in life. So instead of Fruit Loops cereal, I buy Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's cereal. Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's tastes just as good and has all the same vitamins and minerals, plus more vitamin A and calcium. And we get 50% more cereal for about the same price. Lesson?
I know, it's what's inside that counts.
Look for Maltomeal Tutti Frutti's and over 20 other popular flavors, because Maltomeal means more. Part of a balanced breakfast. Claim based on net weight comparison of 22.5 ounces to 15 ounces. Fruit Loops is a registered trademark of Kellogg Company.
If you have tax debt, you need to know that IRS has beefed up collection to record levels. But also know this, your problems can be solved and your debt can be settled. And there's no person in this country better equipped to help you than Dan Pilla.
Hi, this is Dan Pilla. If you have a tax debt, you need to know that in the last year, tax liens have increased by 148%, bank and wage levies are up a whopping 306%, and property seizures increased an incredible 316%. Now is the time to get your tax problem solved, and my Tax Freedom Institute can help. I can show you how to stop collection action and get this problem behind you once and for all. Call for your free consultation. And if you have a state tax debt, I can help there too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX and make sure you look for my brand new book, The IRS Problem Solver, available in bookstores everywhere.
If you have an IRS debt, now is definitely the time to act. Dan Pilla has helped tens of thousands of people and he can help you. Call today. 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would you like to look and feel 10 years younger in 10 weeks? Ultimate HGH is clinically proven in a double-blind study to help you look and feel younger. We're so confident that Ultimate HGH works that you can try it free. That's right, free. So call now for your free 30-day trial of Ultimate HGH and turn back the clock. Just pay shipping and handling. Call now, 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447. 800-337-0447.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
All right, we're almost out of time here. Credit where credit's due. The program engineered in New York tonight, as always, by Jason Isaac and Colin Tipton. Linda Blake answered your calls. Chris in Minnesota, our senior correspondent, Mark Marshall. Maxim Interactive handles my website, which is MikeMalloy.com. Ben Birch, WhiteRoseSociety.org, archives the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Visit airamericaradio.com, if you would, please. Do we have online poker there yet? Still don't have that, huh? Damn. And, of course, MikeMalloy.com. All right. Daniel has been holding on in Hawthorne, Illinois, for an awfully long time. We've talked with Daniel before. I'm sure you folks remember him. He is a young man who worked with blackboxvoting.org. I'm putting that in the past tense. Are you still with Bev Harris, Daniel?
Well, in a manner of speaking, I'm calling along with several other people from Black Box Voting to address the whole Randy episode today.
Yeah, I should have got you earlier. I deeply apologize.
Oh,
I got so carried away, Daniel. See if you can do it here. I've got about 5 minutes for you.
All right, well, I'm calling to say that basically what's been going on with Bev, as far as we can all tell, is that she is basically, bottom line, all of this is personal problems, and there's no issue with Bev's credibility, and that she's been doing a lot, she's been, you know, burning a lot of bridges with people, and she's been mouthing off at people and having lots of personal issues and just doing investigative work.
Mm-hmm.
By herself,
right?
And that essentially the project is stalled, but that the money has gone primarily to the FOIA requests,
mm-hmm.
the Freedom of Information Act requests, and that has not been wasted, nor is the information on the website not credible. The main issue is that activists would do well to go to other organizations such as risgroup.com/RIS forum. And other things through the political parties and writing congresspeople, but that the information that they have received from the website and the work that has been done is clean and has not been really compromised in any way.
Now, what Daniel's talking about is today on Randy Rose's program, I believe, I didn't hear it, Bev Harris was on, and there was some back and forth between Randy and Bev that apparently freaked an awful lot of people out. Some of the things have been happening with Bev Harris's blackboxvoting.org has got a lot of people, especially Democratic Underground, that provided a huge forum for Bev Harris and a lot of support. A lot of people at DU are questioning what's going on. So your assessment, Daniel, is that she's stressed out. She's still the organization is still intact. The idea.
Can I say one thing before we have to go?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, I'm very aware that a lot of people have had trouble contacting her. So have I. So has everyone. But she's been under a lot of stress, and they were actually sort of locked out of all communications while they were doing on-site work in Florida, and so. You know, don't be afraid that we've been scammed. We may have been wasted some of our time, but we have not wasted our money, and we have not been deceived.
All right. Have you posted your point of view at Democratic Underground or wherever?
I'm going to. Several other people were going to call. I know Catherine Scalvin was going to call, who is the person who's been fielding all the volunteers to attest to the same thing as I have been. We've all talked to Bev in the past and have heard of various arguments that she's had with other people, you know.
Yeah, well, it's Kathy just pointed out to me that Catherine is on hold right now. I don't know if we're going to get to her.
Let me hang up so she can.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for checking in. All right. Let's quickly go to Catherine, who's calling from Bensonville, Illinois. Catherine, I'm sorry that you held on so long. I may have to have you call back tomorrow to really get said what you need to say, but go ahead, give it a shot here.
Well, I called because there are probably a number of people, blackboxvoting.org supporters, wondering what's truth and what is not.
Yeah.
And to keep it very short, I could reiterate exactly what Daniel said. I think the investigation portion of everything is probably ongoing and very valid, and again, maybe some time has been wasted because of just general disorganization.
Right.
But I hate to see things get taken down by personality conflicts, and really more than anything was probably stressed by people, or I would, you know, I have to say really I have never had a problem working with Andy over anything.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually look forward to working with him wherever he chooses to go. I've heard now that he's completely unencumbered.
Yeah, he's been removed from the board of blackboxvoting.org, is that correct?
Yes, and the fashion in which it was done was a little bizarre, and I'm
hoping
that's
what I hear. Yeah, yeah.
I hope it doesn't turn a whole lot of people off of what blackboxvoting was supposed to be focusing on.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very badly for Andy at the moment. I know he's still grieving for his sister.
Right.
I know that I think everybody would just best be served in general if I guess I wanted to say, Bev, if everyone basically could step back away from the situation.
Well, I think maybe what you or Daniel ought to do, or somebody ought to do, is since you had such a huge reservoir of support at Democratic Underground, somebody needs to write something comprehensive and clear and unmistakably clear as to what's going on, and post it at Democratic Underground, where a lot of people will read it, not just the folks there, but the people who visit that site as a source of information and political discussion. So that's the only thing I can think of. And again, I'll tell you what, if later in the week you want to call back, Catherine, I would appreciate it. We're just flat out of time, and maybe there should be some more discussion about this, okay? Now, not tomorrow night. I'm off tomorrow night, but Thursday or Friday, all right?
That sounds great.
Okay, thanks, Catherine. Appreciate you checking in. All right, folks, remember, tomorrow night, Nancy Skinner will be filling in for me, a former talk show host at WLS. She and I used to work together. One of the people on the Doug Steffen show. I think she left that program. And the senatorial candidate who got beaten by Obama, which, if you're going to get beat by somebody, that's a pretty good one, right? Anyway, she'll be hosting the program tomorrow night. Tune in, give her some support, show her some love, all right? I'll see you Thursday. Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
Smart business people know the difference between success and failure lies in their ability to grow. And being limited by your current facility adds up to lost productivity and even worse, lost revenue. You've looked at the price to build, but have you considered the cost of not building? With interest rates still attractive, now is the time to build that warehouse, manufacturing, or retail space you need. A pre-engineered steel building from the General will save you up to half the cost of a similar conventionally built structure and be erected in about half the time. From airplane hangars to riding arenas, gymnasiums, and churches, expand quickly and save. For example, get a 60 foot by 120 for under $55,000 or a 100 by 150 for under $120. Call 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978, 800-603-9978.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. Combat units in 7 U.S. states are preparing to be deployed to Iraq and Afghanistan next year. The Pentagon has told the units to prepare to leave in the middle of next year. Pentagon spokesperson Lawrence Derita says they will be rotating forces.
We're going to be at the current force level through the elections. This maintains, for the purposes of planning, we've identified sufficient units to maintain this brigade structure that we're currently holding, should that be necessary.
Derita says the planned troop rotation will keep the number of U.S. forces in Iraq at around 138,000. Meantime, Iraqi Prime Minister Iyad Alawi plans to put some of Saddam Hussein's top lieutenants on trial next week for war crimes. Saddam won't be among the first group to go on trial. Officials say he will be one of the last to face justice. A Muslim scholar has decided to drop his fight to get into the U.S. to teach religion and peace studies at the University of Notre Dame. Notre Dame spokesman Matthew Storen says they still don't know why the State Department revoked Tariq Ramadan's visa last August after approving it earlier in the year.
Now, you don't know what you don't know, but we were never given any information as to why he was not given his visa. And we were optimistic that eventually, since he had reapplied, it would come through.
Storen says the State Department